When developing things with WebRTC, sometimes you get into a situation where you need to change how the browser and how WebRTC in the browser behaves. I've been through that process a couple of times now, and I want to explain that process a bit and demystify it a bit. So I'm Philip Hanke. I've been working on WebRTC things since 2012, building a lot of products, running services, just making things work. I'm running the WebRTC Hacks blog with Chad Hart, which is a blog with highly technical content on all things WebRTC. I've been involved with a lot of open source stuff like Jitsi Meet, Simple WebRTC, the WebRTC samples, and the Adapter.js polyfill. And most important,